Welcome back to the Corona Chronicles. We're still in chapter 13, and there's loads of stuff in this chapter. And I think, as Pete said in the previous session, there are Christians who take things a bit differently in this chapter, which is all right. And we're just going to try to pull out some of the big lessons here. So we're now looking at the end of the chapter, and this is verse 28, where Jesus is still talking about these apocalyptic things that he's been teaching his disciples. So verse 28 says, "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."
He's in full gardening mode here, isn't he?
Yeah. The fig tree's back out.
Yeah, but I love how he just takes simple examples from everyday life and pulls the lessons from it. Mm. So he says, like, when you see the twigs get tender and the leaves come out, you know it's summer. Mm. And so do the same thing with the things that happen around you. Mm. You know. Mm. When you see, and I guess he's talking about all the other stuff that's just gone.
Doesn't he? Yeah. And that's how he used the fig tree before as well.
Yeah.
In chapter 11, it's this idea that when you have leaves, you expect there to be fruit, and that the fruit is soon to come.
Yeah.
Summer is near. And in the chapter, he's talked about various signs, hasn't he? You know, nations rising against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and wars and famines. Mm. He's talked about a persecution that is going to come upon the church. Mm. They'll be taken before rulers and authorities. And, lots of those things did actually take place in this generation.
Yeah.
You think of the way the apostles were dragged before authorities, and there were nations rising against nations, Rome against Jerusalem. You know, these things are happening.
Even these words here, you know, right at the door.
Yeah.
You know, there were probably times where those words were ringing in their ears, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so these signs are indications that the Lord is coming. Mm. And although they were in the first generation, they've been in every generation since. And so I think that's the point. We're always to be on our tiptoes, aren't we? Just expecting that, you know, summer is coming, Christ is coming, the end is coming.
Summer is nowhere near us right now as we're doing this.
But, it feels like a long way away, doesn't it?
But in terms of, you know, the Lord's return, we're to expect it imminently.
Then you've got in verse 30, you know, "I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until these things have happened."
Yeah.
And that can be a little bit confusing in this chapter, can't it? Because, people wonder, was this all then fulfilled in this generation, or does this point forward to something more? And I think, as with a lot of kind of prophetic literature,
it's the answer's yes.
Yeah, the answer's yes, isn't it? It is. It's both and. And there's that very famous kind of way of describing prophetic literature as looking at two mountains. And when you're looking at it from a distance, you can see the two peaks, but you don't necessarily know what the distance is in between, in the valleys, and what kind of time frame we're talking about.
Yeah.
But all we can say is, you know, yes, lots of this happened in the generation that was there. You know, Jerusalem was sacked, the temple was destroyed, but there's a further peak that Jesus
is
mingling here.
It's a 2,000 year
valley
at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
As we're talking.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, who knows how much longer.
Yeah.
But like you say, from when you're looking at it, it looks like you could hop from one to the other in a jump.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And that they do. I mean, within sentences, the peaks are mingled, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Yeah. You know, there's probably loads more to say on that. But that's, you know, that's something of what we're doing here. And so I think Jesus is wanting to teach both an alertness, isn't he? That, you know, look at what is going on around you.
Mm.
See the things that are happening in the natural world and the political world and the spiritual world, and be ready, you know, for the return of your Lord. You know, you are to have this kind of life on tiptoes in whatever generation you find yourself. I think that's the thing, isn't it? It can't be the case that we would read this and think, okay, so we don't have to be ready because that was all for them. Jesus is wanting us always to be expecting his return, isn't he?
Yeah, which is kind of where he goes on to next.
Where he goes on,
yeah. The thing, again, the thing to remember as well is we're very tempted, because I think it's in our nature to split the hair and to sort of like strain out the gnat and that kind of stuff. But actually, focus on the clear stuff. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about splitting the hair, focus on the clear stuff. And that's why I love where he finishes in verse 31. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Mm-hmm. That is, you can't, there's nothing ambiguous about that, is it? Mm-hmm. This world will come to an end. Mm-hmm. We can be sure of that. So don't put your hope in this world, but my words will never pass away. Yeah. So where are you going to put your hope?
Yeah.
Where are you going to make your stand? Where are you going to stand? Where's your foundation going to be? Don't let your foundation be in this world, because it will pass. And all these things will come to pass. Summer will come. But actually, you can stand on my words. Mm. My words will never pass away.
I think that's brilliant, mate. Yeah, it's just so helpful, isn't it? Yeah. And particularly in our world where there's so much uncertainty. So much fear. And, there's such a unpredictability, isn't there, about
government events. Regulations.
From one day to the next, sometimes we don't know what's happening. Even if the very elements that make up the universe pass away, God's word is going to be trustworthy. So and trustworthy about his return. Great stuff.